Many laid the failure of Darien squarely at England's door for its deliberate sabotage of the scheme. A wave of Anglophobia swept the country, startling the men who ran things in Westminster. They became even more worried when it looked likely that Queen Anne, who had succeeded William in 1702, would die childless. A crisis over the succession loomed. For the defenders of the Revolution of 1688, whoever succeeded her simply had to be Protestant. In Scotland, however, after the humiliation of Darien, many Scots now favoured Anne's half-brother, the Catholic James Edward Stuart, who was living in exile with England's old enemy, France. Westminster could not tolerate these kinds of threats from its own backyard. It knew it had to take away Scotland's independence and insist on full political union. The creation of a single British state under a single parliament was now a matter of immediate urgency.